Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. The final test of our life happens at the moment of death. Prabhupada liked to recite a verse to that effect by the great King Kulashekhar. Krishna Tvadiya Padapangaja Panjarantam. He would often sing that. My Lord Krishna, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the stems of the lotus feet of your Lordship and be locked in the network. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up with mucus and cough, how will it be possible to think of you? Yes, there is a very wonderful person who gave an example how to be absorbed in Krishna when leaving this world. In 1862, the poet Gopal Krishna Kavi knew now my time has come. So he first completed his morning devotional activities, then he started reciting the Maha Mantra on his Japamala, and then, sitting in perfect Padmasan pose, he wrote what became his last poem. In this poem, he addresses where he wants to go. He says, I will go there and see the trees and creepers in the forest on the bank of Radhakund. I will call their names with affection. Oh, Tulsi, oh, Malati, oh, what are Yasmin, or all these flowers. I will call their names with affection, pay obeisance, and I will embrace each and every wonderful tree. Alas! At that time I will see the lotus footprints of Radha and Krishna and the fine scent, and I will roll on the ground there. And then, looking upon the Lord's wonderful form of eternal pleasure, I feel unlimited joy, and I will stay there at his lotus feet forever. So yes, he follows the footprints of Radha. Follow the fragrance, follow any trace, and you will get to your spiritual goal. Now, after he had finished this poem and did some more chanting of the holy names, he turned around to the wall, he took his pen, and untypically, he wrote down a last line, not in his notebooks, not on his palm leaves or wherever, but on the wall. And the writing on the wall says, Jiva Jiva Belako, O Jiva soul, now you are going to leave this world. Pray to Radha Govinda. This is death for a spiritually advanced devotee. He just moves on, like perhaps we would go on our bicycle and move on the bicycle or any other vehicle. For the devotee of the Lord, death is coming, and he simply says, "My vehicle has come. It's standing outside. I'm now going. Let us pray." What wonderful treasure of bhakti. Fearlessness at the moment of the greatest fear. Welcome to the next Bhakti Inspiration.